A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priest and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged, and he sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guest, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reminded me of my niece's wedding a few years ago. We have a large family, so there were a lot of invited guests, of course, and my sister wanted to make this just, you know, fantastic wedding, of course. And she, Cindy also had a lot of friends and classmates that were invited. But surprisingly, at the night of the wedding dinner and banquet and dance and everything, a good number of her friends and classmates arrived who did not RSVP. Well, my sister was, you know, a little miffed because, you know, 35, 40 extra people just wasn't in the cards. I think they also did not come with their wedding dress on. They came and crashed the wedding, as we say. It was quite a surprise. Fortunately, my sister did not react like the angry king in this parable. We get invitations all the time, and they frequently say RSVP. The question is, how do we respond? I think that's the message of this parable. Now, we look at this parable, and again, it's a story. It doesn't mean this is literal, that this is the way it is, but Jesus wanted to tell this story to the chief priest and the elders of the people. And it's in Matthew's gospel just before the passion, the crucifixion. So he's kind of miffed himself, saying, you know, I tried, you know, as you kill prophets, so you will kill me. I tried to bring Jerusalem to the feast and invite everyone, but you rejected me. And so what we see here is a kind of a story for them, and maybe for us too, to understand how the first invitation goes out. And it was to the ones who were the Israelites, the ones who were already the chosen people, the friends list. You might say this is sort of like the save the date announcement in advance. You know, you're invited. But people refuse. We often reject God's invitation. So what is interesting in that the second invitation goes out, but a new set of servants, a new set of messengers. So as in our Christian work, we try again and again in multiple ways to invite people. You don't just use one way. And God invites us many ways to come to the Lord. And this time, it's clear, the menu is given as well. It's going to be a lot of, you know, really fresh food and, you know, recently butchered, you know, beef and all of this. It's probably going to be a live band, you know. It's going to be a wonderful banquet. So now, how could you refuse? And besides, this is a royal wedding. I mean, the story is almost ridiculous for those who are here, because no one gets invited to king's weddings, you know, and their sons' weddings, and who would refuse? And much less, how insulting if you would actually kill the messengers. It's pretty clear this is an exaggerated story, but it's a frightening one for us in the Christian community if we don't respond, we don't RSVP, or we violently reject it, as some people do. Now, also, this gospel is written at a time, you know, close to the destruction of Jerusalem. What's coming for people who, you know, reject the Lord? That's one of the warnings, it seems, is one of the frightening things is that we often turn our back on God. We often reject this wonderful invitation. Jesus is accused in different places of being a wonderful party man. You know, he makes a lot of wine at Cana. He wines and dines with sinners, and they think that he's just a party monster. Well, he tells stories that the kingdom of God is like a party, like a banquet, like a wedding feast. And it is. To belong to God's reign is a wonderful and exciting, happy thing. It is not a frightening, sad thing. The consequences of not accepting and RSVPing are tragic. You know, the wedding feast is happening, and one comes, like all of us, saying, yes, we get baptized, but then we don't really go all the way. We don't want to put the wedding dress on. In Jesus' time, the wedding provided those garments. You could throw them over your clothing as you got in, a white gown. As we say in baptism, we, you know, put on Christ. We are clothed in white garment in Christ, which represents the garment of charity, of love. So if you don't love, you're not really at the banquet. You're not really responding properly after all your words, perhaps of saying that you are, and coming to the banquet, you still don't really want to go according to the whole way. You don't want to love your enemies. You still hate. So you come to the wedding, but you're really not there, and you're not vested in Christ. So this is a great challenge for us today, I think, to think about how are we, even as Christians, not others, but as we, are we continuing to respond properly and preparing properly for the banquet? Perhaps still weaving our wedding gown for the banquet, the big banquet someday. It's an ongoing process, putting on Christ. But most importantly, remember today to RSVP to God's invitation.